again. Truly we do bless the Lord. We thank God that He's a keeper. How many know God is a keeper? If no one else can keep you, certainly God can keep you. We thank God for traveling to Georgia back safely without incident. And we thank God for the blessing of being at the conference. Amen. Dynamic speakers, dynamic teachers, and just how good God is. And every teacher, preacher, everyone in authority, lifted up in church in Charleston, South Carolina. Amen. And a lot of times we get caught up in there, not in our faith. How many know there's only one God? There's only one God. So we're not caught up in what they believe, as long as they believe. As I was listening to the news, it's just so much is happening all around us. And what happened to a nation that forgets their God? What happened to a nation that no longer has a God conscience? Amen. And the subject that we want to deal with on this afternoon is, we know many in America have forgotten God, but the question that we want to address today for ourselves is, have you forgotten God? Have you forgotten God? Now, in remembering God is not something like that I go to church, it's not I got a testimony. It's not I know how to sing a song, but do you have a God conscience to allow God to rule you? Amen? So we're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading. And happy Father's Day to all you fathers. And bless the Lord for my wife in 37 years of marriage. Amen. 37 years of marriage. One of the young ladies asked us, she said, how in the world can you stay together that long with the same person? That's a young person. So that lets you know, that lets you know what they think about a long marriage. Amen. But we were in Georgia, and some of them have been married 60 and 70 years. God is a keeper. So we thank the Lord for my wife, amen, and a blessing. Thank God for having Sister Patty and Sister Irene with us at the conference. And we do have, and for those that want to, we did buy some of the DVDs of the services. So if you like a copy of them, just let us know. Amen. We're going to turn to Jeremiah chapter 2. And for the sake of time, we're going to read verses 1 through 3 and then 31 through 32. And once again, the question of what we want to deal with is, have you forgotten God? We're not talking about anybody else, but personally, what is your relationship like with God? Amen? So once again, we read from Jeremiah chapter 2, we're going to read verses 1 and 2, 1 through 3, and then we'll go down to verses 31 and 32. You all have it? And for those who do not have it, it should be on the screen. If you're ready, then we say amen.
Amen.
Now, you know, sometimes when it gets rainy outside, we get a little gloomy. But how many know this is a day that the Lord has made? That regardless of what events or circumstances are taking place all around us, we still ought to rejoice and be glad. Can we get some joy in our house of God? Can we show God a little bit of appreciation? Hallelujah. I heard somebody say, if you don't want to praise him, don't you? And if you don't want to lift him up, don't you? Alright, now we ought to be a little more awake. Look at somebody next to you and tell them, if you're asleep, wake up. Look on the other side. Say, if you're asleep, wake up. Saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem. their God. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruit of his increase. All that devour him shall fail. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Now skip down to verse 31. Do we have it?
Old timers. Some of the older timers. When
they didn't have all the conveniences that we had. You know, we were talking when we were in Atlanta, when you couldn't just go out and go in the bathroom and turn on the water. You couldn't just jump in the tub and shower, take a shower. But the old times, you had to go out to the well and draw water. We didn't have all the modern conveniences of air conditioning and heat like they have now. We were talking about how we used to be cold and everybody used to huddle around the fireplace to stay warm. And as my cousin was saying over there, she said, you remember, we didn't have to open the windows because the wind used to blow through the holes in the walls and in the floors. So the old timers had it hard. And the old timers couldn't just jump in the car and drive down a paved road, but many times we traveled on dirt roads. You could see when somebody was coming and you knew when they were going. But as modern civilization changed and we began to get all those things that they didn't have, we began to take things for granted. Anytime we want that, we can go in, we can turn on the power, and we expect the lights to come on. It wasn't like that for them. Anytime we want to shower or water, we can go turn on the spigot and we expect the water to come out. Anytime we want to travel, we can just jump in the car and go where we want, but it wasn't like that for them. So in their lack of, they had a greater dependency on God. Sometimes when God begins to bless us, sometimes when we move to another rain era, another plateau that we weren't at, we have a tendency to forget God. I like what the Apostle Paul says and when actually Luke, right in the book of Acts in chapter 17, says that in him we live. How many know that if God were to withdraw our breath from us, we wouldn't be alive? But he said, in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. In everyday language, it says, without God, you can't do nothing. Except God has been merciful, except God has time, what will we be today? So God is dealing with his people about when you didn't have so much, you remembered God. When they were growing up, anybody ever grow up and you didn't know where your next meal was coming from? And you couldn't go down to maybe the social service department and put in a request for some emergency food. So because you couldn't get there, your emergency was you spent time on your knees praying to God. Hallelujah, but today we have so many modern conveniences, we just take everything for granted and we forget God. Well, this is what God was dealing with his people concerning was forgetting their God. He said, when you hang hard in the wilderness, when things were difficult in the wilderness, when you cried to me for water in the wilderness, when you didn't have food in the wilderness, he said you didn't have anything, so then you followed me in the wilderness. God was saying in your difficulties, in your challenges, you followed me. Hallelujah, but something changed. And in verse 3, he said, Israel was. So if it was something that you was, then you're not there. You say Israel was. My people was. My church was. Holiness unto the Lord. Why? Because you didn't have everything you wanted. You didn't have all your conveniences, and you had a greater dependency on God or me. But now that you've been blessed, you've forgotten me. Hallelujah. Israel was holiness unto the Lord. And not the second fruit, not the last fruit, but because you depended on me, the first fruit of thine increase, hallelujah, was unto me. But as I began to bless, you know, listen, this is kind of almost impossible to believe. God said, as I began
for that is God. And then we're going to go through some more scriptures concerning forgetting God. Amen. First Peter says, O generation, see ye the words of the Lord. God said, now, I bless you. When you didn't have that house, God said, I bless you. When you had poor health and everyone had given up on you, God said, I bless you. When you didn't have that education, God said, I bless you. When you didn't have the job and money in your pocket, God said, I bless you. But what has happened? He said, verse 31 says, he said,
safely over.
can you forget the bridge that brought you safely over? Now, why did God say that I forgot you? I go to church. I still praise the Lord. I still do all this. Let's go to the 50th division of the book of Psalms.
Hey, y'all are not going to finish this today. So you want to have the rest of it along with them? You got to come out on this. Amen.
Let's go to the 50th division of the book of Psalms. Now, we're talking about God. And in this 50th division of Psalms, the psalmist paints a portrait. And in this portrait, God is sitting as a judge. Now he is judging his people. Can we say praise the Lord? In the 50th division of Psalm, amen. Let me find it quickly. This is what God says about his people. Verse 1 reads, the mighty God, even the Lord has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. He said, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, hath God shined. Our God, ain't somebody glad that he shall come? Our God shall come. And when God begins to reveal to those that have forgotten him what they've done, he said, I'm going to come and I won't keep. God said, I won't keep silent. Can we say, praise the Lord? He said, I won't keep silent. He said, a fire shall devour before him, and it shall be better tempestuous all. You know what God said? Because of your sins, he said, there's going to be a whole lot of trouble, and it's going to be all around you. Amen. Verse 4 said, he shall call to heaven from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. So now God is not sitting as an intermediator. He's not sitting as an intercessor. But now he's sitting and he is judging his people. Verse 5 reads, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. He said, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge. God don't need you. God don't need me. God is judge. He said, now I want you to take a sailor. He said, I want you to pause for a minute and think about this. I'm God and I am judge. I don't need you, and I'm a judge all by myself. So when me judging you, God said, I greatness. God can be anything. That's why God, you know what God said? Listen, I'm a judge, I'm a prosecuting attorney, and I also have no witness against you. So how are you going to win when I'm all of that? So God said, now I'm going to sit as a judge. I am also the prosecutor. He said, but now I'm also the witness. So I'm going to testify. He said, I'm going to testify against you. I want God to testify for me. When God testifies against us, we're in a bad situation. God said in verse 7, he said, I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifice or for thy burnt offering to have been continually before me. He said, now I'm God. And I appreciate that you come to church. He said, I'm God. I appreciate that you pray. I'm God, I appreciate that you read your Bible. But God said, you're doing it because it's just a mechanical thing. You're not doing it out of love for me. You're not doing it because you remember me as your first love. He said, but you're doing it because it's now a mechanical thing. I go to church on Sunday. I go to church on Wednesday. I go to prayer on Monday night. I go to pray, sing rehearsal and all this. I just trying to cover all the bases. So I ain't talking about nobody. Right? With all the things, I'm not talking about you. Blessed is you. And you know it is you. So God said, you're going through all the formalities. You're going through all the motions, but I still have a testimony against you. Y'all with me? Yeah. Amen. I had to wish God with God. You know, a lot of people may testify against you. You'd be sitting there and say, oh, I've been in the courts before. I was like, wow, you need to sit there and lie like that. I was in the court one time, my wife and I were in court. We looked at like, wow, they can just lie like that? Well, you know God is testifying against you. You know why. The Bible says, is there unrighteousness in God? Is there wickedness in God? God will not do anything against you. But when God, I was still sitting and said, wow, how can they just sit there and lie like that? And they just said, I'm going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and what happened to the truth? We were sitting there like, are we looking at each other? You're like, wow, because we knew the truth. But you don't ever have to question God when he's revealing what's going on. So God said, your service is too mechanical. You're doing it, but it's not like it was in the beginning. Because the church is not this first love. You're not doing it. When you first got it done, you did it because you might love the Lord. Anybody love the Lord? And difficulties and challenges have not presented another way out. So since I love the Lord, I just did it God's way. But throughout the process of time, I've learned that God is merciful. I've learned that God is good. I've learned that God is kind. So process of time has taught me to take God's goodness for granted. So God is dealing with his people because they have forgotten. Can we say praise the Lord? He says in verse 7-8, I will not reprove thee for thy, well, if I'm going to sacrifice and a burnt offering, Lord, isn't that what you require of me? Did you say come to church? Did you say read my Bible? Did you say do this? Did you say do that? He says, sacrifice and offerings. To that man, he said, all that out of discretion, you do it continually. Before, but God is sitting as the judge. And this ain't Judge Judy. Judge Judy is one of the most judges I've ever seen. Thank God it ain't Judge Judy. Thank God ain't that kind of judge. I said, I will never put that mind. Listen, I'm just saying, listen, I'm talking about the righteous judge. Amen. The scripture says the Son of God, he's the judge of all the earth. And then the judge of the scripture, Shemai, he knew So God is, he said, you know what, I see that you're continually giving me all the outward expression. He said, I won't take no bullock out of thy house, nor he go out of thy field. He said, because the inner peace is mine. God said, listen, you're giving me all the stuff that already belongs to me. God said, I don't want the beast. I don't want the sacrifices. He said, I want you. Because his people had gotten to the place where they felt that them pleasing God was giving God, I give you money, I give you this. And God said, yeah, but your heart. I don't have your heart. Because if I have your heart, when nobody else sees you, you realize that I am the church. And then I'm watching you. God said, when you realize that I'm the judge, you realize I'm keeping account of everything you do. And God goes one step further. He said, you gotta give an account of every word and thought. And I sometimes, as a people of God, we get some bad thoughts. God said, I'm the judge, and I'm keeping a record of everything. Hallelujah. So you think you can do it in the dark and I don't see you? If you read in Jeremiah chapter 2 a little bit more, he said, you think you're doing it in darkness and I don't see you. God tells him, he said, the light and the darkness are the same to me. When nobody else sees you, God said, I still see you because I am the church. He said, yes, I hear you what you're saying. I see your shout. I see your dance. But when I search your heart, you come up short. You come up wanting. The Bible says a false balance is an end, abomination. Well, what are you talking about? Your life is not in full harmony with God. Your life is out of balance, and I'm sitting at the judge. I'm not asking you to testify for yourself. God said, I'm telling you what to see. And all I see is that you're going through all the motions, but there's an issue. God said, you forgot me. You're doing things, but you're not doing it out of the love of God. You're doing things, you're doing it out of kindness. You're doing things, and it now is all about you. So God said, I don't need all of that extemporaneous outward display. I need your heart. Right? That's why the scripture said, we are to serve the Lord with all our hearts. Anybody got all your heart serving God? He's sitting at the judge that right now he knows that he examined every last one of us, the Almighty God. Are you doing it with all your heart? Or do you have some reservations because there's some parts of you that you have not yet expressed? So you want to get your expressions out. And now God, he said, well, you're doing all the sacrifice. You're doing the burnt offering. He said, but I'm not asking for that. God said, I'm asking you to present your body as a sacrifice. Now we know when it comes to a sacrifice, that means something has to die. So God said, I want you to present yourself as a living sacrifice. I'm not waiting for you to die for me to get glory out of you. I'm not waiting for you to die for me to get praise out of you. But I want you to make a real decision to die out on your own. Somebody said, well, how do I know when I die? You no longer conform to this world, but you will have a mind transformation. I can't get saved and act like I acted before when I'm not saved. I can't get saved and walk like I walked before when I'm not saved. I can't get saved and talk like I talked before. And act and treat people all ugly like I did before I died. It's instruction me, God said, I'm trying to direct you in the right path. I'm trying to give you things so that you will please me. He said, but you know what you did with my word? You took the word that I tried to lead to guide you, and you did what? Cast it behind you. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? One translation said, you took God's word and said, your word is trash, and I don't want to throw it out like garbage. That's what one of the translators said. You took my word as trash, and you threw it. Well, how can you say this? Because you did not honor me by keeping it. So if you don't honor me by keeping my word, you threw it behind me. Right? So instead of God leaving you, God's behind you. Isn't that kind of an error? How can God lead you from? So he's talking to those that will not honor him. If we would take our position in the family and the communities, this world wouldn't be as bad. But I ain't gonna mess with that. But I believe a man ought to act like a man. Right. Right. I ain't messing with that. I'm just telling you how my father had us come up. Even if he was whipping us, he didn't think we were supposed to cry. I'm just telling you how he brought us up. So if he was whipping us and didn't think we were supposed to cry, you think my father would approve us crying and ain't nothing happening? Just ask him.
So that's how I believe in all of these. Can y'all fill in the gaps?
If he's whipping me, if he tell you to be quiet, I don't know how to make sure I forgot. And there's that doesn't hurt. I gotta be quiet. He's like, hey, something ain't going my way. He said, his words, he said, I believe a boy or a man ought to act like a man. Because I ain't raising no sissies in this house. That's my father's words. So you don't put it all together. So I said, that's politically incorrect. Male and female created thee them. Man and woman created thee them. So a man ought to act right? And a woman ought to act like a man. That's no charge. Let's keep going. I said, don't go off. Amen. He said, now, he's talking about casting his word behind them. And then God said, to show you how you've forgotten me, an illustration for what you've been doing, what you should have done and haven't done, he said, now I'm going to tell you what you are doing to show that you're wrong. He said, when thou sawest a, you saw somebody stealing and doing. Today, if you wanted to use, we won't just call it a thief. You saw somebody doing the wrong thing, and you turned your head like you didn't see nothing. He said, you saw a thief, and you consented. You know what this is? If you see somebody do the wrong thing, and they're your friend, and close to you, and you just turn your head like you ain't seen nothing, so you agreed with them. So then they came to the right thing because you consented with them, because you cast my word behind you. Right? Because the scripture says we are our brother's keepers. We are to honor one another. We are to lift one another up. And Paul says in our jail, he said, you ought to prefer others better than yourself. He said, when you saw somebody stealing and doing the wrong thing, and you didn't try to help them out, you kept silent. You understand? He said, you've been a companion and fellowship with adulterers. How is your best friend somebody that cheats on their husband and wife and you act like they're all right? I'm just telling you, this is when you forget God. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to help y'all out. He said, then you're supposed to be quiet. Man, you know that man's married. What are you doing for the woman? And you just sitting there like laughing. Oh, God, see, that's wrong. Because you consent. So when you consent with that wrong, you just took my word and threw it behind you. Y'all help me. Somebody said, this ain't Father's Day. Well, a father ought to be a father. So how you gonna be a companion with adulterers? How your best friend gonna be somebody that cheat on their spouse all the time? And they your best friend.
Church.
He didn't say your friend. He didn't say your neighbor. It says your. That means you have a kindred spirit. So in church, you speak evil against your brother. He said, well, when you do that, my word is, no one, he said, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength. And let God's word be in your mouth. Amen. He said, thou slanderest thy. You're in bad shape. And in America today, people just talk about people like crazy. Even in church, I don't often we ought to pray for one another. We ought to lift one another up. And his lips trying to pray for one another, lifting each other up. He said, beware lest you bite and devour one another. When? In church. Well, what does all of these indicate? Can y'all say thank God? I ain't talking about how y'all. All right. But what does this all indicate? We have forgot God. Because when God's word is before us, we walk in the steps, we walk in honor, we walk according to his rule. Amen? He said, these things thou hast done, and I kept. God's heaven's watching you and all that you've been doing. He said, I saw you when you did that. I saw you when you acted the way you acted. He said, I've seen all of this that I've just described about you. He said, and I kept. And because God said, I gave you chance and time to repent. He said, you thought I was altogether such a one as thou art. God said, I've been watching you. I've been seeing everything you've been doing. He said, because I've been silent. He said, I've been silent, but I didn't keep any record. He said, you thought, because I didn't correct you immediately. God said, you thought I was just like you. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He said, but I will reprove thee. I'm going to set them in order, not quietly, not silently. God said, you've been doing it in secret. You've been doing it in thine and see. He said, but I'm going to set them in order before thine eyes for all to see. Nathan the prophet told David, he said, they that sin before all, God will rebuke. He said, you did it in secret, but God is going to reward thee openly for what you've done. He said, now consider this, he that what? He did all that to tell him, and he did what? All right, let's all stand up. We're almost done. I'm just trying to help you get back on track. Now consider this ye that the church has forgotten God. Have I forgotten God? Have I forgotten to be sensitive to the need of the Lord? Now consider this ye that have everybody that says keep doing wrong and say, well, God ain't gonna do nothing about it. God said, I'm silent. He said, but eventually I will speak. God said, and when I speak, I won't do it in secret. He said, I'm going to do it before all eyes so that people can see. We take God's goodness for granted so much. But aren't you glad God got a way out? I said, you glad God got a way out? You don't have to stay like that condition. You don't have to stay like that. You can come out of that. And then he says in verse 23, I've said all this against you. Can you give me some praise?
Hallelujah.
He said, now, change your disposition. Change your mental attitude. Change how you see me. And now offer me praise and glorify me. And to him that honoreth is, you know what that word conversation will be, how you talk, even though it includes it, it means your total conduct. He said, if you would order your conversation aright, right. He said, I will show them thee. God said, yeah, when you conduct yourself right, I will show yourself. Have we forgotten God? If we can just check out one area, you know, that's what, you know what's so good about God to come to church? God doesn't bring us to church to condemn us, like people say, but he brings us to church so that we can see ourselves as he sees us. Then in not seeing ourselves as God sees us, then it's time for us to order our conversation aright. It's time for us to get it right as the elders and the ministers come forward. Change happens when we begin to remember God. You will stay the same anytime you neglect God. The greatest responsibility that God requires of any of us is that we remember God. But when you forget God, you don't honor his word. And your presence, your preference is deserve what you want to do. Anybody want to please God? Can we just give God a wave off? Lord, whatever I do, I want to lead you easy. I want to leave with this song. The song says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul decides to give him the highest praise. I'm not going to give him a praise. I'm not going to murmur. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, can we